Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti, and in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we want to talk about copywriting.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
Done, yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
In good copy for startups. We just recorded an episode that was published before this one about how to optimize for sales when you're a self-service product. And we did touch a little bit on learning and mastering copy and copywriting there. I wanted to talk to you about this, Heaton, because I feel like copywriting has fallen from grace a little bit, or maybe it's just not as cool or hot of a topic, especially in SaaS and in startups. I feel like a lot of other topics in marketing have become much more popular, but I don't see a lot of tips shared. And oftentimes when I go and visit SaaS websites, I can just tell that this website, the whole focus was on beautiful design of the website. A lot of focus was, the copy was kind of like a secondary thing. It's more the visual design and workflow of how a website or how landing pages are created that has become a lot more important. And the words themselves are not always as strong and as good as they could be. And so first of all, I wanted to ask you if you have the same observation. And then I wanted to like just unpack the topic of like, what is even copywriting? What is good copy? And how can people learn it and why it's important for your startup?
I mean, copy is everything. Copy is everywhere. I think, you know, all marketing starts with content and copy. Same with like, even if you're doing video, there's content there, there's copy there that you write, the script or whatever. So I think words are everywhere. Majority of humans know how to read words. And so to me, copy is everything. I would say I'm a student of copy myself and writing and communication. Copy is communication is another way to think about it. So, you know, I really prescribe to the philosophy that like you should write content and copy that a 5-year-old could read and understand. And that rule is like, you know, you could say that, but my product is really advanced or my product sells to developers or something. Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. But can a 5-year-old understand it? I would still ask you that because we are in a kind of place in the world where clickbait headlines still work, which are really pithy, right? And just pull you in. We are in a world where our attention is drawn to many different places. So I'm sure if we looked up the stats, the amount of seconds you have on your website to pull someone in and capture their attention is probably getting less and less or has gotten less and less over time. So because of these reasons, the copy you write is actually the key to getting people pulled in and wanting to sort of engage with your product, your site, your website, your business, however, whatever you're doing. Think about even all the ads you see on Facebook and other places that you actually like and enjoy. A lot of it is very simple messages that are very direct and that really hit on something that you care about enough. So simple language, 5-year-old can understand it, and copy that really is engaging, pulls people in and really hits on the sort of problems they have or the challenges or the emotion that you're looking to evoke. And that is done with simple copy.
I love that. I love that framework. I think that for me, you know, oftentimes it is understanding that the words you write and that you use, and this is true everywhere, but I think in certain places, because you're more restricted than in others, right? So a landing page or a homepage might have a lot more restrictions on how many words you're going to be end up using than a blog post, right? Where you could just decide to write up a massive article potentially. But in general, I think one thing that a lot of times can lead to better copy and that a lot of people don't use as a mind frame is to think of your copy as one part of an active dialogue between you and your prospect or your customer, and actually think about what the customer would respond either verbally to you or in their mind. And oftentimes people don't go through that exercise. They're writing copy as if they were writing something.